62 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The U.S. launches a series of retaliatory airstrikes on Islamic-backed sites in Iraq and Syria. The strikes lasted over 30 minutes and involved multiple aircraft. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports from the White
Pentagon
House.
Pentagon officials say two B-1 bombers were among the military aircraft used to strike more than 85 targets in Iraq and Syria. The targets included command and control centers, weapons depots, and drone storage facilities, all of them linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard and affiliated militia groups. The strikes were approved by the president and launched just a few hours after he welcomed the bodies of three fallen service members back to U.S. soil. All three were stationed in Jordan at a U.S. outpost known as Tower 22 that came under fire last Sunday.
There are heightened fears of a widening war in the Middle East. CBS's Deborah Patta traveled to the Israel-Lebanon border this week and reports on a potential risk of a response from Hezbollah.
Israeli troops are on the ready in the north, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to turn Beirut into Gaza, while Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah has warned that if Israel wages war against them, it will be very costly.
That's the sound of teachers celebrating in Newton, Massachusetts after a deal was reached to end their just over two-week strike. Students missed 11 days of school due to the strike, one of the longest in state history. Classes are expected to resume on Monday. A temporary reprieve in court for former President Donald Trump. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Here in Washington, at the federal court, the March 4th trial date for Donald Trump's 2020 election conspiracy case is now off the calendar, postponed indefinitely, potentially toward, if not beyond, the November 2024 election. The judge is still waiting for an appeals court to rule on whether Trump is immune from prosecution under his claim of presidential immunity.
The jury will start deliberations on Monday in the case of Jennifer Crumbly, mother of the teenager Ethan Crumbly, who was convicted and sentenced to life in prison for the shooting at a Michigan high school in 2021. Today, the defense and the prosecution laid out their closing arguments. CBS News Detroit reporter Andres Gutierrez has more.
McDonald threw up a PowerPoint slide showing the conflicting stories of what Crumbly knew before the shooting and what she claimed to know after. And McDonald also emphasized that it wasn't about the school doing everything right, but instead what Crumbly did or didn't do to prevent mass murder.
Exxon overcomes a hefty charge in falling crude prices in the fourth quarter to top profit expectations. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two redistricting experts are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court as part of the justices' plan to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. New maps need to be in place by March 15th. The state Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit filed by Governor Tony Evers that the Republican-controlled legislature is obstructing basic government function. Evers filed the lawsuit after legislative leaders blocked funding for a number of state conservation programs and delayed in approving pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees. Evers argues that committees controlled by just a few Republican lawmakers are giving the legislature more power than the state constitution allows. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers mega trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burns, Thursday night to the Baltimore Orioles for two players and a pick in the upcoming draft. The veteran pitcher was still upset after a team rep in a salary arbitration hearing last year claimed that Burns was the reason the team didn't reach the playoffs in 2022.
You know, it's obviously tough to hear, it's tough to take, but you know, they're trying to do what they can to win a hearing. But I think there was obviously other ways that they could have gone about it.
Nevertheless, he recently signed an extension with the Crew through this year. So why trade him to Baltimore? General manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back. And the reality of our situation is that we had 1 year left with Corbin. I think Corbin had been pretty public about how this was going to be his last year as a Brewer.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, warm, and upper 40s for the high Sunday. The warm weather continues for next week, several highs in the 40s, even some 50s. Currently 29 degrees.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide and live on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Very ominous, a hidden room and a locked closet. A hidden room and a locked closet. What am I talking about? Based on a whistleblower, a confidential source, Jack Smith in the prosecution, Donald Trump, in front of Tanya Chutkin in D.C., has questioned several witnesses about a locked closet and a so-called hidden room.